Pickaxe.
That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient. Comfortable. Ah.
Hey, all. I'm Dr. Alok Kanoja, but the internet knows me as Dr. K. I spent 7 years studying to become a monk and then became a psychiatrist. I want to tell you a little bit about my podcast, Healthy Gamer GG, where we combine my clinical experience of practicing psychiatry and sprinkle in years of experience as a meditation teacher and sort of focus on spirituality. So on the podcast, we're going to approach very common everyday problems from each of these lenses. And what we really do well is blend science and spirituality to create the most accessible solutions for people for their everyday problems. So check us out at Healthy Gamer GG on YouTube, Spotify, or Apple.
Hey, Lewis.
Hello.
How are you doing?
Very well. Thank you for joining us on another Peculiar Portions.
Simon's Peculiar Portions.
It is called that. You're right.
Let's not forget that.
I have sent in one thing for you, though, this week. We can start with it if you want to get it out of the way. Just because then we can
No. I don't think you understand, Lewis. It's Simon's Peculiar Portions. It's not Lewis's Peculiar Portion. No, it's Simon's Peculiar Portions.
With Lewis.
It's not Lewis's Peculiar Portions.
Wow. So this is from the Suffolk Gazette.
Oh.
It's a little bit of news that you might be interested in hearing about. So, you can read it.
Bungling fuel thief siphons motorhome toilet into his mouth.
Now, you can see how that could happen. You know? You could see how that might take place.
Oh, that's a beautiful picture, isn't it? It's just imagine a nice motorhome with like a field of stars above it.
Mm.
If you're listening to this,
and in a motorhome.
Yeah, if you're yeah.
Lucky you, you know.
Wow.
It must be very cozy.
Living the life.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, first of all, let's look at the name of the crime correspondent for this newspaper.
Hugh Dunnett. Quite a famous.
Yeah.
Do you think this is an April Fool then?
Should we just check the date on this?
Seven days ago.
Okay, well, given that it's not April the 8th, I think we're good.
A thief who tried to steal fuel from a motorhome got a shock when he put a hose in his mouth and siphoned off the contents of the toilet instead. Yes, well, people do steal. It's a common problem.
Fuel is very expensive, especially in the UK, especially now.
There's a shortage.
Yeah, it's very, very expensive.
They sought after.
You know, a mouthful, that's probably like a quid's worth.
Mm. Well, exactly. You know, you don't want it to go to waste.
Yeah.
It was believed that the thief was desperate for fuel after finding all local garages empty by panic buyers. That's right, it's happened. Police were called when the owners of the motorhome, which was parked up in a private spot near Bawdsey, awoke to the sounds of a man screaming and being sick outside.
Oh my God. So he thought he was inserting one end of the hose through the fuel tank filler cap, other end of the hose, his mouth, and yeah, you suck up the fuel and then you just empty it into a thing. You just need to do that first suck and then physics does the work for you.
Yeah, it's like actually going to the poo, you know? Going to a poo.
Yeah.
You know, you just have to, you know, do that first one and then...
The pace car. And once the pace car is released, then
the other races are out on
all,
the track.
All coming out, all at once.
Yeah, rushing around.
Yeah.
Rushing to get to that finish.
Yeah. And it's a tight bend, that U bend.
Yeah.
It's very easy to, you know, get a pile up and maybe a block.
And then you need a man.
Then you need a man to come round.
There he is now.
What the fuck?
I think it's fair to say he got a bit of a shock when he started sucking on the hose in order to begin the process of siphoning the fuel tank. Sergeant Lorraine Fisher, 34, of Suffolk Police said.
Oh.
He's got a load of human waste and chemicals and was sick instantly.
Oh, of course, because it's not just poo-poo and pee-pee. It's also the chemicals from the chemical toilet.
What's made it worse, if that's possible, is the couple inside the van had enjoyed a spicy curry and a few beers the day before.
Come on. Come on. Does that really make it worse, though? You've already got a mouthful of shit.
Yeah.
At that point, does it matter what they were eating?
Apparently ran off through the woods before police could arrive.
So they never got him? He got away with it?
He's still out there. If you know who he is, you can call...
Crime Stoppers. On the usual number. You know, we all know it.
We don't need to tell you it.
Usual number.
No, you'll figure it out. But there you go. That was. Did you enjoy that? That was a little bit of a Lewis.
That was a real treat. That was a real treat. I mean, I was kind of thinking 50-50. It's either going to be about poo-poo or cum. So.
Well, I know you very
you
well.
You didn't disappoint. Yeah. You know what I like. You know what I like. So, yeah. I knew it wasn't going to be like a cute animal story. I knew that.
No.
So. Unbelievable. A man running into the woods just with the taste of poo in his mouth.
Mm.
What a wonderful ending to the story.
Yeah, it's a good one, though, isn't it? It's nice that a thief got his comeuppance so instantly, you know? Karma.
But
karmic justice.
Lewis.
Go on.
He needed that fuel because he had to take his pregnant wife to hospital.
Right.
And his car ran out of juice. So he was desperate.
Why is he... What kind of juice? What?
Orange juice.
That's what I thought.
Yeah.
When he was looking in the wrong place. Should be looking inside.
You've probably heard this old chestnut before.
I haven't, actually.
Really?
No!
Okay.
Seawater is apparently salty. Sorry, not salty because of blue whale cum.
It's not true that the sea isn't salty because blue whales don't come in it.
I feel like we've not made it clear what we were saying here. But, so the sea...
I remember, I was at school. It was the 80s. Duran Duran were top of the hit parade. Her name is Rio and she dances on the sand.
And she's looking out over the sea.
Yeah.
And there's a whale just spunking in it. Keeping
Nina liked that one. Nina liked that one.
Levels nice and high. We've got a lot of interruptions today.
Yeah.
Oh,
it's busy.
It's interrupting.
So, yeah. So it's not true. I was taught this in school. The reason that the sea is salty is because of whale cum.
You're welcome.
Yeah. But apparently that's not true.
Is this...
That's a whale coming in that picture, by the way. Out of his blowhole.
Wow, well, that doesn't look like it's going in the sea at all. That looks like it's going into the air.
Mm.
Is that why it's not true? The whale's cum is mostly distributed into the atmosphere and not into the sea, as otherwise previously claimed.
Oh, my God, that's why... When you go to on holiday near the beach, you got that lovely
salty
mist.
Air.
Yeah, that lovely misty, spray. Salty spray.
So refreshing.
Mm.
That's actually whale cum.
Yeah.
Wow. Blue whales expel 40 gallons of sperm every time they ejaculate.
Yeah.
But only 5% makes it into his mate.
Yeah.
That's why the seawater is salty.
But that's not true.
That's not true. That this claim is false.
Sorry, I just got to click on this link just to see what this is.
A whale penis. Do you have to? Oh my God. What was that?
That's a whale's dick. That's a whale's dick.
Wow.
That
was quite something. Thank you for sharing that.
The ocean's salinity, the concentration of salt in seawater, is mainly caused by mineral ions that have dissolved in blah, 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 blah.
Science, it's boring, not whatever, Poindexter.
Yawn, yawn, yawn.
So is this a real thing now? I mean, we are living in a time...
Oh, there it is. That's
oh,
the
there's
dick.
A little whale penis.
And there's Loch Ness Monster.
Oh.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. We're through the looking glass here.
This is a conspiracy theory of a different kind. Is Loch Ness salty?
No, it's fresh water.
Right.
So we can say with 100% certainty that there isn't a whale in Loch Ness, because otherwise the whale cum would have made it salty.
But the Loch Ness Monster looks weirdly like a whale coming into the...
Well, I mean, also kind of looks like a hand doing this as well.
Yes. Oh, you're right.
When you know...
Oh my God, it is that, isn't it? Now
it just looks like someone with a hand.
Now you've said it, it actually is
pinching,
that.
Pinching, doing a sort of pinch thing.
It's like someone's doing a little duck in, like wearing a sock puppet.
Hello there. Yeah, yeah, yeah. They're like, yeah.
Yeah.
With the mouth closed, obviously.
Well, temporarily. So is this one of these new conspiracy... they're getting stupider.
Well, this has been around on the internet for 12 years, apparently, this story.
How stupid can it get? I mean, I feel like this is already over the line.
It may be stupid, but is it hurting anyone? Is it hurting anyone?
Well, what about all those...
The worst thing it's doing is putting people off drinking seawater, which is a good thing.
I suppose.
Because it can make you very sick.
But it's horrid. Who's drinking seawater? Apart from shipwreck survivors floating on a dinghy in the middle of the ocean.
I mean, I guess you gargle really thirsty. Sea, you know, salty water, because that helps sore throats.
Well, that's fine, though, isn't it? You're not drinking it.
And then, you know, oh, is that salty water? You know, that's whale cum. You know.
Well, but they would be fine. Like, we people, you know, drink and eat all kinds of weird stuff for their health. You know, whale cum is, like, on the light end of that, you know. People were, like, snorting ground-up rhino toenails for fucking there to get a bigger boner.
Yeah.
Like, why not?
It doesn't
not?
Work either, I heard.
I think you got away with that. Let's
anyway
move on.
Yeah, yeah. Let's move on. That.
It's good to know, though. We're doing our bit to educate people.
Yeah, and I think this is the point of Peculiar Portions, teaching people.
Just to clarify things that you we had wrong. We're now correcting them.
Yeah.
You know, when we were at school, this was 30 years ago. Our teachers were at school 30 years before that. So our education is 60 years out of date.
That's true. That's true.
Is what I'm saying.
Yeah.
So back then, they didn't know better. They just assumed that the sea was salty because of
whale cum. Yeah.
Which makes sense when you think about it. That's what they make baked beans out of, isn't it? You know, that's why baked beans always had...
They make baked beans out of whale cum.
Well, not Heinz, though. The inferior baked beans always contained sperm whale cum. Sperm whale sperm. That's why they're called sperm whales.
Oh!
But they milked them, I guess.
My God!
It was cheap. And very freely available, just in the sea. It's like a... Like, you know that...
Sorry, I'm just getting comfortable. You're in the middle of a thing.
You know, in the
just
sea.
Just getting comfortable.
You know the sea?
I know the sea, yes, yes.
You know, sometimes there's a foamy spume.
Yeah. That's like smeg.
No, that's just spunk.
Oh, okay.
It's sperm.
It's all spunk.
Yeah.
The whole sea is just spunk.
They can scrape it off the top.
Right.
And they harvest it at beaches. It washes
and then
out.
They put it in a tin of beans. But not Heinz.
Not Heinz.
No.
We've been through this.
We still got that sponsorship coming up with Heinz, right?
Yeah, I think it's
okay,
fine.
Okay, yeah, right. Don't want to blow that. Edit that out, by the way. Edit that out.
Just don't want to spoil the surprise. Yeah. They are, yeah.
Oh, Lewis, up next, bean news. Did you hear that Heinz beans are the most delicious beans? Much better than inferior brands.
Why is that, Simon?
Because they don't have whale cum in them.
You'd think that would make them You think that would make them nicer, though, no. right? Like, you'd think that if it used some exotic ingredient, the reason would be that it was nicer. Right, like caviar.
It's fucking welcome.
Caviar is chugging down a fresh cup of freshly harvested spunk.
It's very Moorish.
Mm. Well, it's abundant, isn't it? You know, one load is like gallons and gallons.
40 gallons, wasn't it?
Anyway.
God.
If only we could power our cars with it, you know? That's the only other thing measured in gallons, isn't it? Petrol, whale milk. Cum, milk. Milky things. Because whale cum is like...
Okay, you're putting stuff. Cum and milk together.
And the same, yeah, they're
it does come
white,
from
creamy. Name something else
body.
That's measured in gallons. Can't, can you?
No. Hats.
Well done. That's why we have you on the podcast.
Yeah, that's why I'm here. So I bring the brains, you bring the looks.
That's how it's always going to be. I love how we're both slightly disappointed about that.
On the subject of educating people and...
Thank God we're here.
And correcting falsehoods.
Because if we weren't here, who would do it?
Hmm? No
who,
one.
Who would stand
no
up?
No one. Facebook? No!
Who would correct these terrible injustices in the world today? These falsehoods being perpetrated by
ignoramuses. We are like a shining beacon of truth.
And intelligence.
Penetrating the darkness of ignorance.
Indeed. And we're here for you. What's the next bit of...
Have you heard of Havana?
The Cuban capital?
Yes. Havana syndrome.
No.
Okay, so there were, like, people in the American embassy, and, you know, possibly even, like, secret agents in, like, hotel rooms and stuff, and they would suddenly feel mysteriously ill, just out of the blue.
Mm-hmm.
And... The theory was that there was some kind of super weapon that had like a really like low pitched or really high pitched. I think it's low pitched sound.
Like the brown sound.
Yeah, yeah. And it would affect the human body. So someone was like shooting, like almost like shooting a laser, but it's sound.
Sound laser.
Sound waves.
Yes. Okay.
Targeted a very specific location.
I have heard of this.
So it's this mysterious thing, and it turns
out...
Was
it making people sick?
Yeah, making people very sick.
Very sick.
Very sick.
Very sick.
But it turns out it's probably not a futuristic super weapon that the Russians or Chinese are using, but it's
drilling.
Insects.
Oh, insects.
It's insects.
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 Mm-hmm.
Insects.
Gross.
Insects.
Gross. gross. Either way, any
lads.
Pronunciation of that is gross. They're gross.
Sex.
What is this?
We can't read it because it's on the Independent and you have to like register.
We can just assume.
Okay. The most likely source of the mysterious Havana syndrome are crickets, according to a declassified US State Department report. The Jason Group...
Sounds very
Jesus
sinister.
Christ, is Jason Bourne. An independent organization of scientists that has advised the US government since the Cold War had carried out a study in 2018 that pointed to crickets as the source of the mysterious syndrome.
Interesting.
The report, based on the study, has now been declassified and was...
And that's all we got.
That's it. That's all we can read.
Well...
That's all we can read.
We like to bring you, you know, the truth here. So I think that's all we need.
Do you trust the Jason Group?
Does sound slightly like an evil...
What does it stand for? Is it an acronym?
The Jason Group. The what Joint Aerospace Science. July, August, September, October, November.
When they would meet. Well, I don't know if that's true.
Or junior achiever, somewhat older now.
That's like their
jokey. That is a bit weird. What is this? Very suspicious. Jason members, sometimes known as Jasons. They sound like aliens.
We are the Jasons.
Include physicists, biologists, chemists, oceanographers, mathematicians, and computer scientists. Predominated by theoretical physicists.
I've never heard of this group before. This is crazy, isn't it?
This is
fucking crazy.
I love that a conspiracy, some sort of conspiracy theory sounding group are investigating a conspiracy theory, like the Havana Syndrome, this weird... Oh, it's all very 80s, CIA, sneaking around, hiding stuff.
Like, what the fuck is this? McNamara Lines Electronic Barrier. What the fuck is this shit? What is going on? They produced early work on the science of global warming and acid rain. Hmm. Well, I trust them. Fuck it, I trust them. It's crickets. It's crickets. It's not a super weapon, it's crickets.
That's good, I feel safe.
So why is it only affecting, like, Americans in the US embassy and, like, stuff? Why are not just random people, like, going, noise of crickets,
Are they just really annoyed about it? Like, really... Or is it, like, a placebo? Like, it's just...
I think maybe it's... Oh. First of all, local people would be used to the sort of vibrations of these crickets, the really low sound they make.
Right.
But so they wouldn't be affected. But visitors, foreigners, may be more likely to be affected. And yeah, also, as soon as it becomes a thing, there's like a hysteria around it.
Mm.
And it becomes this psychological thing.
Like the dancing plague.
Oh my God, I could suddenly be affected by this mysterious illness at any point.
And start dancing.
Yeah. And then you start dancing and you can't stop.
I have that in the office sometimes. It's usually because someone plays Diggy Hole, though.
Yeah.
I reckon that's it. We figured it out. Good work, Jason, who sounds like not at all a creepy group of 80s. It's the 1980s. Jason is researching the Havana Syndrome. Many CIA agents have fallen sick in Cuba. It's the height of the Cold War. Duran Duran is the top of the hit parade. What?
Okay, right. Imagine this.
I'm trying.
You're a supervillain. An evil genius. A scientist gone bad. You have studied insects. What's the study of insects called? Because I always mistake it with language.
Entomology.
Entomology, not etymology. Right. So, you're an entomologist, and you've trained insects.
I love bugs. My pretties. Fly, my pretties.
Yeah,
What insect would it be, and what would its, like, weapon be?
Ladybirds.
Oh!
With random numbers of spots. And so everyone's, like, totally confused. Except
fuck?
The spots would spell out letters. Sometimes it'd be like there'd be like code hidden in the ladybirds.
How does that make people ill and stuff?
They fly into people's mouths when they're trying to enjoy an ice cream. Specifically, then
I'd have killer bees or hornets or whatever, giant ones.
Got to be something more annoying. Thing is,
they are annoying. Bees are annoying. You've ever had a picnic? Where you've had lots of jam?
That's too serious, right? Like, okay. Bees. That will cause people to rise up and fight them.
People would literally
die. If it's
die.
Just like a minor annoyance, yeah. That gets worse and worse, and people are still putting up with it. Like, oh, we've always put up with ladybirds flying in our mouths.
Oh, right.
You know? They're only just... I mean, now there's like 20 or 30 of them that fly in your mouth, but why are you complaining about it?
I see.
You know, and they won't do anything. It'll be insidious.
Wood lice are like crustaceans, but we can count them, you know, as insects because creepy crawly, you know,
crustaceans.
Thing. Yeah. So wood lice
are like little prawns, little land prawns.
Kind of. I mean, I've got loads of them in my kitchen at home.
What they like?
Always have. Tasty, very tasty, crunchy.
I know animals eat them. Yeah, little
hedgehogs love them.
Love them.
That's why I keep them around. Trying to get hedgehogs in the house.
Oh, good.
But cats eat them.
Hedgehogs.
Yeah.
Who eats the cats?
Lions.
Light?
It's like cannibalism. It's fucked up.
It's fucked up.
No.
It's like a kind of Roman gladiatorial situation you got going in that kitchen.
Well, my cats are the Christians being thrown into the arena.
Gorging themselves upon the woodlice before being themselves gorged upon.
Their last meal is these delicious woodlice.
Oh, no, they're eating the hedgehogs. I forgot
about
that.
Oh, yeah, sorry, I forgot about that as well.
Everyone does. Very forgettable.
Apart from Pepper.
Obviously.
So I'm thinking one day, you know, if I keep these woodlice around, you know, would I be friends? Would I connect with them on some level?
Psychically.
Like, would they, maybe.
They'd attune themselves to you.
Or, you know, maybe they would see me as, like, their leader, their emperor or something.
I see. You'd walk among them.
I just, you know.
You'd place food down for them and.
Being, like, king of the woodlice, you know, that wouldn't be too bad.
They could, like, form themselves onto you like a kind of armor plating.
That's what happened in Frank Herbert's Dune series.
Right.
To Leto II, the God Emperor. He achieved immortality by sort of bonding with the sort of baby worms. They covered his body and formed an armour, and he ended up looking like a giant worm man thing.
Set in the new movie?
No, because that's like the first part of one book.
Is it?
And this is like book four? End of four? Beginning of five.
So what you're saying is it's been done?
Yeah.
Right. So there's evidence. So it can happen.
I could be God Emperor of the Woodlice. I wouldn't mind.
Do you think you'd need to grow more mushrooms under your armpits for them to
attract them?
Yeah.
I don't know what woodlice eat. Beard dandruff. Holy shit.
You're already the king and you don't realise. Oh my god. Your superpower is already taking shape.
They're fucking in my kitchen right now. When's Simon coming back? When's Simon coming back?
And you get home.
What they do is when I'm sleeping, they tickle my face. They're like, eee! And I'm like, ah, ah. And then I like scratch. And that causes.
It's like rain for them. It's like food rain.
It's like manna falling from the heavens.
Wow.
I love a good love story, Lewis.
I love a love story too. You know, man meets object. Doesn't have to be
car.
A woman. It
man
could
meets
be anything.
Car. Man woman, meets car. Woman meets bridge or fairground attraction.
Yeah, we've had before. Man meets ghost.
Yeah.
Ghost meets insect. Insect and ghost fall in love.
Yeah, it can happen. It's 2021 and anything's possible when it comes to love.
Love is beautiful. And love is blind and very stupid. And we need to educate love because it's fucking doing some dumb stuff.
You're right there, Lewis.
Yes.
Okay, yeah.
Just, we're here to help you, love. We're here for you. Meet Walnut, the crane who fell in love with her zookeeper.
So
we have a beautiful bird here.
So this is a very large bird. These cranes are massive. And they are beautiful. They are beautiful animals. They're very large.
I think a lot of people fall in love with their pets. Not in a kind of sexy way.
It's not a pet.
And a lot of pets fall in love with their owners. Not in a sex way.
It's
they just love them. In a family way.
Okay, I'm glad that you specified, you know.
But we don't have enough words. We should have more words for like family love.
For love.
Yeah. Well,
like the Greeks did.
Yeah, they all
like
had all
five
sorts of
different terms.
We need more, you know? We use love a lot casually.
Yeah.
And we should, like snow. The Inuits have loads of different words for snow. We should also have more words for love.
Not in Britain, though. Not in English. It would have to be like, I don't know, French.
Oh, I see.
Yeah.
Because we're not.
We're not about really love, are we?
We're not. We don't really.
We should have more words for things like, I don't know, pasties or chutney or queuing.
I see. And passive aggressive sort of glances at people who haven't, you know, left their bins in the right bags. Yeah, I know. You're right. No, it'll be used. I think we just need more words.
More words.
Generally.
Yeah.
I'd like more words because it's easier.
You don't spout enough fucking words. We need to give more to you.
Well, I just like would like more special, more, to be more detailed in my spouting. You know? I would just like to...
That would be great. That would... I would love that. I would love that.
Me too. I would, but love again. Oh, would you love that?
But or? I would love that.
I would appreciate
Do I mean
that.
Love that or do I mean love that?
Do you want to have sex with those words?
I want to have sex with your mouth.
Well,
the source of your
we're
words.
We're nearly the end of the podcast, so just give it 5 minutes.
Okay. Oh my god.
You dropped the mouse.
Oh my god. Shock. I forgot it's on quite a... It's like a bungee cord it's on.
Useful.
So the story of Walnut is they're in a conservation place. They're trying to breed...
Walnut the crane.
They're trying to breed this crane because there's not a lot of them.
Okay.
And they mate...
So it is a sex love.
They mate basically once for life, like a lot of birds do. And the problem with Walnut... this crane is that they introduced a male to her and it died.
Oh.
It was attacked by an animal like a large bird. So it looked like she killed the mate, and again they brought in another mate for her and he died the same way.
In mysterious circumstances.
Mysteriously murdered
by
Walnut.
A large bird. Right, I see. So hang on a second. Yeah. She's a femme... fatale.
Yes.
She's like a James Bond.
She's a black widow.
Yeah.
She's like a praying mantis.
Yeah.
Except there's no...
sex
no,
before murder.
Just the, go straight
just
to the
psycho.
Murder. Yeah.
Right.
But they think the reason, because of her actions, her murder spree, is that she had imprinted
on
humans.
The keeper, yeah.
On
which
the
can happen
in
a
particular.
Lot with pets.
So she thinks... she's a person, and these birds were coming up to her and, you know, or whatever else
doing
they
the
do.
Doing the normal bird
yeah, yeah.
stuff, which works for birds.
And she was just like, what the fuck?
Yeah, she just wants to, like, I don't know.
Give it, just give it a fucking rest, Daryl. Give it a fucking rest. I'm sick of it. I'm fucking sick of it.
Yeah, she wants just, like, a bottle of Chablis and some... watch Squid Game on Netflix.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? That's what she wants. None of this bird shit. She wants human...
shit.
Yeah, human love. Human romance. She wants to be taken to a coffee shop and bought a latte and maybe a shortbread as a little treat.
Oh, that'd be nice.
Yeah, just once in a while taken
That's
out.
That's the way to win my heart.
Treated. You know, and shown the respect that she
yeah.
deserves.
You know how to treat a crane.
I do.
Hmm.
Would she like a nice bowl of woodlice, maybe?
I have no idea what they eat.
But
well, probably male cranes in her case, I guess.
Well, she's, I mean, if she was a human,
yeah,
obviously double murder. Mm. A lot of guys would still go for that.
Yeah.
They
would find that hot.
Yeah.
Especially if she's, you know, like a big titty goth girl, for example.
Well, she's got long legs.
Yeah, long legs.
Long neck.
A beautiful long neck.
Very slim.
Big sharp beak.
Very pointy.
Yeah. Bunch of red around her eye.
Yeah.
It's kind of like makeup, I guess.
And probably a nice, nice singing voice. Good sense of humour.
So obviously, you know, I did the sort of the flirting
the dance.
Yeah, yeah. So males do this to the female, and then ideally the female responds and
by
she goes,
not killing,
you know, right. whatever.
Instead of just knives.
Yeah. But what happened with the keeper was she started doing her mating dance to the keeper.
Right.
And they were like, oh shit. She's horny for the keeper.
Right.
And they really do need to make sure that these birds survive and breed and make more birds. So
the
scene was set.
He had to take one for the team.
He ran a bath, lit a bunch of candles.
Scattered rose petals.
Got some wine.
All in the cage. Yep.
You know, put some Barry White on.
Bow, bow, bow.
Yeah.
Played the slow music.
And... artificially inseminated her up her bird vagina. I guess cloaca.
Well said.
The single urogenital opening.
Thank God you're the brains of this operation.
So, yeah. And that's actually what happened. Well, I mean, it's not actually. There wasn't all the romance.
No. I think bird loving is pretty short anyway. Animal, generally animal action. If I have any idea, it's usually like pretty brief.
Yeah. But you say brief. These animals, these birds mate for life and they can live up to 60 years. So this keeper is her mate for life now.
Well, yeah, but I mean, most, you know, I'm not... couples are different. You know, some of them, I'm sure, have very active lives.
Are you about to talk about monogamy now?
But others, like, you know, sometimes they've, like... The only time we had sex was to give birth to young Tarquin and we've never touched each other since.
Oh, right, yeah.
Do you know what I mean? So some couples are cool with, like... He might not have to, you know, stick the turkey baster up
Well, he's not going to do it recreationally, no. He's not going to cream pie walnut just for the sake of it. They're doing it to ensure that species continues existing.
I'm just saying, if he has to satisfy his, you know, obligations over as a mate.
Over 60 years, how many
times? How many cranes do we need?
How many? Millions. Well, we need millions of them. They're very important.
Well, someone else must be doing it.
Look how beautiful she is, Lewis. Look how beautiful this fucking bird is.
Very, I'm sure she's lovely.
White and grey plumage. She's got a nice red thing around her eye. They're very, they're lovely.
Lovely sharp
they're
beak.
Lovely. I want to see loads of these birds. As many as we can.
Me too. But I'm just saying that at a certain point, picture. you shouldn't be doing that. At a certain
giving her a back massage.
Point.
Here you go, darling. You've had a long day at work. Eating worms or whatever
would
it is.
Like. There shouldn't be like, there's a limit, isn't there? Like you have to have 20 or something to repopulate a genetic population properly. You can't just Noah's Ark it.
Right, yeah.
From like him and her.
Well, I think that, you know, she's not the only female of this crane in existence.
Oh, I see.
The problem is that they wanted a healthy population of them. And she would just refuse to breed.
I think we should be breeding more psychotic ones, though. Do you know what I mean?
Well, hopefully the children won't have the psycho genes.
If you were...
But it's important that the children are not imprinted on fucking humans.
Okay.
But other cranes. Because otherwise, we're going to have all the fucking keepers just...
Married to...
Yeah, married. Also, is this man married? Like, is Chris...
Is this illegal?
...cheating on his wife with Walnut?
Well,
what's going on? What's the situation here?
I'm sure...
Does his wife understand?
Well, he might also be keeper to a bunch of different animals as well. He might be mating with them too.
Oh my God.
We don't know how deep this rabbit hole goes. Hopefully not into the rabbit enclosure.
Oh my God. I don't think rabbits are going to have a problem.
No, I think they're fine.
Anyway...
Do you reckon any like seabirds have fallen in love with whales?
Probably.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. I don't know what I expected you to say, but it certainly wasn't that. Okay, this is the end. The end of the story. Chris and Warner have been together happily for 10 years now.
Right.
They have 6 children and 3 grandchildren together.
Okay.
I don't like that it's phrased that. Apparently, he's been together with Walnut longer than any of his relationships with other humans.
I'm not surprised. Chris.
He's 35, she's 38. Ooh, cradle snatcher, Walnut. she could live for another 20 years or so. He visits her 3 times a day.
This is very, very weird. It's very weird.
Beautiful. What a beautiful relationship.
She likes to bring her grass clippings, moss, straw and branches. She never likes where I put them, but she always likes that I brought them. Love is about compromise. We can all learn a lesson.
Oh my God.
We can all learn a lesson from Chris and Walnut.
What would that be in like a human relationship? You're like, oh, I just bought this table from IKEA. You know, and you're bringing it to your girlfriend. She's like, thanks. I don't, you know, you don't live together. You just go around the house with a table. And she's like, I mean, I didn't really need a table.
Thank you for bringing it. I'll put it somewhere else. Puts it in the bin.
Oh, he's like, oh, it'd be really good, you know, by the front door. You put your keys on it and, you know, your phone. There's a plug there. You could put like a phone charger there. And you're like, well, it didn't seem a good idea putting precious things right next to the door, you know, just in case. You know, what if someone reaches through the letterbox and they, you know,
really like long arms. Oh, with a pole.
Yeah. Or, you know,
Pours beans through.
Yeah.
They get all over the keys. They got beans on your keys.
Oh, I hate it when that happens.
Yeah, especially if it's the cheap knockoff beans.
Yeah. You know, when I have beans in my pocket and it gets on the keys, got to make sure I have beans in the left pocket, keys in the right pocket at all times.
Yeah, you don't leave the house. It's like wallet, beans, glasses, testicles.
Spectacles, testicles, wallet and watch?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Catchier, one I did. I think mine will catch on, though. Don't forget your beans.
Don't forget your beans.
That's what my mum always told me.
Sponsored by Heinz.